so that there had been no quarrelling among them, and some of the women were still gnawing the bones that lie scattered about. Others were making a heap of leaves and sticks to feed Brother Fire when the darkness came again, that he might grow strong and tall therewith and guard them against the beasts. And two were piling flints that they'd brought, an armful at a time, from the bend of the river where the children were at play. None of these buff-skinned savages were clothed, but some wore about their hips rude girdles of adder skin, or crackling, undressed hide, from which depended little bags, not made, but torn from the paws of beasts, and carrying the rudely dressed flints that were men's chief weapons and tools. And one woman, the mate of Ouya, the cunning man, wore a wonderful necklace of perforated fossils that others had worn before her. Beside some of the sleeping men lay the big antlers of the elk, with the tines chipped to sharp edges, and long sticks hacked at the ends with flint into sharp points. There was little else save these things and the smouldering fire to mark these human beings off.